Final Copan Coach's Corner of the Year on the boys' basketball side. Evan Farblock with Hornets boys' basketball coach Kevin Foreman. Copan falling in the first round of districts this past Friday. A close game for you all, Coach Foreman. I know we talked about it off-air and spoke a little on Friday evening, but maybe before we get into the season as a whole and kind of recap it, maybe give me your recap of Friday night's game.
Sure. Tough game. We knew Blue Jacket would be tough for us. We knew we'd have to play our best. And to be truthful with you, the overall game we did, we played really good. They had I knew they had this good point guard. We knew we needed to try to make him get the ball, get rid of the ball, pass the ball, get it out of his hands. We did a great job on him, got him to turn the ball over. We had a lot of opportunities. I know the boys were just heartbroken, especially those seniors that have put everything into the last 2 years, and Austin King and Jeff Carver, that sure enough going to miss them. But the Blue Jacket game, we had a chance. I knew the point guard was going to try to make a run at us, and they did, and they got up by about five there with about a minute left. And Sam Landon, freshman, put him in a tough spot, but I'll tell you, I had confidence in him. I put him in, and he gave their point guard some fits and had a couple steals on him. Kirk Foreman there towards the end hit a crucial three under a minute to go, got fouled, got the free throw to cut it to one. 10 seconds left in the game, Sam Landon gets a steal, going to go lay it up for the win. They fouled him and put him on the line with 1 second left, and bless his heart, he just came up short on both of them. And we had a chance. It was a good year. That was a good game. We really been playing pretty good here towards the end. Monday night we played Oklahoma Union. Of course, we talked about them. And then Tuesday night we went to Caney Valley and held their point guard. Game to have going in the playoffs, because Caney Valley was very similar in Blue Jacket, that they have a point guard that can shoot it. And we did real well with Caney Valley's player and end up beating Caney Valley. So we felt good about going into Friday and just came up short.
Talking right now with Copan Hornets head boys basketball coach Kevin Foreman as that loss to Blue Jacket 33-32 ends Copan's season. Now that we recapped that district game against Blue Jacket, you can kind of look back and reflect on the year as a whole. I know you guys had not won a game for a couple seasons in a row. You come back, you win five this season. Obviously, you had a narrow miss against Blue Jacket on Friday, and I know you had a couple other ones you probably feel like you should have won in there. So I would guess overall you got to see this season as kind of a step forward in the Copan boys basketball program.
Absolutely. We took a giant step forward. When I came back to Copan to coach, we knew that we were starting from the basics. We were starting at the bottom. When I came back, we had all freshmen and two juniors. And I just told them, I said, guys, hard work will get you a long ways. It'll get you closer to where we need to be. We spent 2 years of really getting to where we are now. We closed that gap. We still have some ways to go. Those freshmen are now going to be juniors. Like I mentioned earlier, we wouldn't have been able to get where we're at. And I'm not saying we had just a spectacular year. Five wins to most is not a good year. But I'm going to tell you, it was a really good year for us for the fact where the program was over the last 6 or 7 years. I know 6 or 7 years ago they had some really good boys teams, really, really good players that came through. They had a good girls program there, and the boys just always struggled. And Austin King and Jeff Carver, I told them I'm going to lean on them to make us better, and they had to get themselves better, but also be patient with those young kids. I apologize a lot to both Austin and Jeff, saying, I feel bad for you too, because you're playing with a lot of 14 and 15 year olds, and most juniors and seniors don't have to do that, and they were good about it. They were patient with those younger guys while they came along, because Jeff Carver really, he got a lot better this past year. Challenged him over the summer, and he got better. He got himself in better shape. Of course, Austin King, he comes with a big heart every time. It doesn't matter what you're playing. He wants to win, and that was something that he brought, that he displayed for those younger kids. He had a great year for us. There was times when we had to rely more on his shooting. There was a couple of games where he was up there around the 30-point mark, and he did really good. He's not very tall, but he works hard, and we're going to miss both of those guys. Some younger guys that are going to step up, of course, Kirk Foreman and Dylan Williams have always been mainstays, on the floor with Austin and Jeff. Joseph Phelan as well. Joseph, this is his second year to ever play basketball. Good Lord, he's gotten a whole lot better as well. He works hard. All those kids work hard. Zach Trimble, Austin Long, Sam Lannon, Colton Ramahill's a freshman. So Brad Crawford, all those guys are freshmen that are coming up. Dalton Pontius, they're always going to come in and work hard. After we got beat on Friday night, they're ready to get back in the gym now and start next year. So, I told them just get in the weight room and start training and do what they can. We're going to play baseball a little bit. So right after baseball season is over, we'll get ready for summer basketball. And I'm looking forward to next year, because it's really going to be a new team that we're going to put on the floor. But I've got a lot of confidence in Zach Trimble and Austin Long. And they'll help Kirk and Dylan out a lot. So we're going to be okay. Our program's headed in the right direction. But a lot of that had to do with Austin King and Jeff Carver.
And I know that obviously there's a lot of familiar names in with the guys you are throwing that are going to come back. And if you could just maybe give me a couple sentences maybe on the couple seniors you graduated and what they meant to this ball club.
Well, like I was saying, Austin King, he's comes with a big Bion's heart every time. And he gives everything he has. I'll be truthful with it. He struggled Friday night. He was almost just wore out. From Monday night and Tuesday night, I gave him Wednesday off. Just kind of did some training room activities. Thursday we practiced, so he came in Friday night and he usually shoots really well. And he did a really good job on the point guard for Blue Jacket. He'd get some steals and just was so tired. His layups just weren't there. We were 6 of 19 from the layups, and that's not very good. He shot some free throws. You could tell he was just tired. Like I said, he comes with a lion's heart. Jeff Carver has always kind of been around the program. I know his family. I've known Jeff since he was real young. I actually coached Jeff when he was in second grade at the YMCA. So I knew what I had in Jeff, and I know his family real well, and they have good support for our program and their son, which is a plus for any coach. But all the parents are very supportive. We have a great fan support, parent support at Copan. So those guys really came in. This year we had Jacob Phelan. He's a big football player. Came to me last summer and said, "Coach, I want to play basketball." And I said, "More than welcome. Come on. You can always use a footballer inside." So Jacob had never played before, and we got him in some places there where we needed some rebounders and a big body to come in there. And he's one of those kids that you wish that you'd had for a long time as well, because he's one of those that just, he'll, whatever you ask him to do, he's going to go do it. His parents are the same way. They're hard workers, and both their sons, Jacob and Joseph, they just work hard. So we're going to miss all three of those guys, and they helped set the tone for the rest of our future as Copan High School boys basketball.